the voice of the people.
Right. So I think you kind of hit on some of my arranged questions, but I'll kind of go through them, and then if we've already answered them, we'll just move on. If not, you know, maybe we can elucidate on them. How and when did you first learn about fracking? Because you kind of started talking a little bit about your experiences beforehand, and in your bio, it seemed that you were really, like, initiated into this with the fracking impacts.
Right, it was initiation by fire.
Yeah, initiation by fire.
Yeah, it just started happening around me, and I was saying, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And way back then, in early 2000s, I would Google hydraulic fracturing,
mm-hmm.
and that you couldn't call it fracking. Nobody would, you know. You
had to get the full name.
You had to Google hydraulic fracturing.
Cool, sounds cool.
And and then the only information I could get was from industry or earthworks.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they were the only organization that was working on oil and gas and fracking issues. So I started contacting them, and that's how I learned about what was happening around me.
Mm-hmm.
And
then I think it said you attended Fracking Impacts. What's Fracking Impacts?
How we were impacted by fracking.
Okay, yeah. Was it like some sort of seminar, or like you'd all get together and talk about it?
No, I didn't. It's just I started documenting fracking impacts, but I did